From California to New York, this is how the holiday shopping season begins. The early lines, the massive crowds, many of them lured in by Black Friday specials, from $99 flat-screen TVs to toys at less than half their usual price. It's enough to bring in the savvy shoppers and those just curious to see what all the fuss is about.
I've never been out on one of these Black Friday things before, so just thought I'd check it out, see what's going on.
I got these Highlanders in the special. The print out for my kid. This is a very good one.
But this year, the shopping frenzy started early, with some stores opening as early as 6 a.m. Thanksgiving Day. Tracy Markle, who manages a shopping center in California, says traffic has been steady since Thursday night.
We'll expect hundreds of thousands until tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
In like the next 28 hours?
Absolutely. The next 28 hours, hundreds of thousands of people.
Early estimates show consumers spent over $2 billion on Thanksgiving Day. All told, American consumers are expected to spend more than $600 billion by the end of December, largely the result of pent-up demand and more spending cash caused by low gasoline prices and an improving job picture. Black Friday totals won't be known until next week, but the National Retail Federation's Kathy Granis says the numbers are not as important as in previous years.
Believe it or not, a good Black Friday is not indicative of an overall healthy holiday season. It could mean that there are more people focused on those deep discounts. Whereas if you were to see normal holiday shopping levels, it means that people are going to spread out their shopping. They're not only focused on those 70-75% off sales.
But as in previous years, it may not be the safest day to shop, as these two shoppers fighting over a TV set at a Houston, Texas Walmart found out. And in Missouri, where protesters demanded store shutdown on Black Friday to protest a grand jury's decision not to indict a police officer who shot and killed an unarmed teen. But for those who didn't get a chance to shop during the Black Friday weekend, there's always Cyber Monday, now one of the busiest online shopping days of the year. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.